Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. A 5-2 day on Tuesday. Now 9-4 over the last 2 days. So no complaints from me. Let's recap the winning card for you. My absolute best bet. Oh boy, it was a sweaty one. I had Jaylen Brown under the 22.5. He scores 21 and I get to cash the ticket. My unders go 2-1. I cash on Nick Richards under the 11.5. He scores 2. I cash on R.J. Barrett under the 22.5. He scored 15. I lose on Cade Cunningham under the 20.5. He scored 23. My overs go 2-1 as well. I cash on Wendell Carter by the slimmest of margins. I have the over 11.5. He scored 12. I cash on Fred VanVleet over the 16.5. He scored 21. And I lose on Josh Green, and this guy's just driving me crazy. I had the over 7.5. He starts 3-for-3, has 6 points early in the first half. Then he goes 0-for-4 in the second half, and I lose the ticket. Oh, boy, that one was a frustrating one. Thought it could have been a 6-1 day, but I'll take 5-2. I guess I did have a complaint when it was all said and done. But before we get to the card for today, we are once again proud to be partnered with Shields. So click the link in the show notes to start shopping. Gear up for the bracket battles ahead. Check out their huge selection of college fan gear, including some of the hottest items like the Caitlin Clark Never a Long Shot and You Break It, You Own It t-shirts. Find your latest team gear by clicking the link once again in the show notes so you can look your best for March Madness. They have hats, shirts, hoodies, yard games, team tumblers, clocks, flags, and more. Get game day ready by clicking the link in the show notes. But now, let's get to the card. Here we go. We lead off with my absolute best bet. I lost in this guy once in the last couple days, but I'm going to go back to the well again. It's Colin Sexton of the Utah Jazz under the 21.5 points against Chicago at the -105. So the Bulls rank 8th defending the position. All other metrics are mid-pack on defense. They rank 12th in points allowed, 13th in field goal percentage allowed, and 16th defending the three. Sexton is averaging 18.1 points per game in the season, 20.2 points per game since the break, but he's also gone under this number in 4 of 6 games. One game against Chicago this year, it was a misleading game. He only played 17 minutes, shot well, going 6 of 10, and scored 14 points. He's had spike games, but the overall body of work says there's more downside than upside. Since February the 1st, just 5 of his 13 games have gone over this number. And 3 of those 5 that went over the number went over by just a half a point. So I think, once again, the play here is to the under. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm on Colin Sexton of the Utah Jazz under the 21.5 points at the -105. Next up on the card here for you, it's Anthony Simons of the Portland Trail Blazers under the 24.5 points against Oklahoma City at the -104. So the Thunder ranked 10th defending the position. They ranked 3rd in field goal percentage allowed. They ranked 13th defending the three. Simons is averaging 22.7 points per game, 21.3 points per game since the break, and he's coming off back-to-back monster games at Memphis and at Minnesota, scoring 30 and 34, taking a total of 49 shots in those two games, well above average shooting as well. Two games against OKC this year, 20 minutes, 4 of 13 shooting, 14 points. I'd take that. 33 minutes, 5 of 12 shooting, 17 points. I'll take that as well. So I would gladly take a repeat of either one of those two games. After 49 attempts over the last two, even with the injuries on Portland, I would expect him to share the ball a little bit more tonight. So let's go the under with Anthony Simons of the Blazers under the 24.5 points at the -104. Next up on the card, I will mispronounce this. Bael, I've mispronounced almost everything already today, but Bael Koulibaly of the Wizards. Yes, B-I-L-A-L space C-O-U-L-I-B-A-L-Y. Yes, he plays for the Washington Wizards. First round pick, of course. Under 8.5 points against Orlando. Even money at the plus 100. The Magic ranked third defending the position. They ranked fifth in points allowed. They ranked ninth defending the three. He's averaging 8.2 points per game in the season, 6.3 points per game since the break, and he gets just 6.7 attempts per game. Kind of reminds me of Josh Green, who I always lose on. He's gone under this number in 5 of 6 games. Last out on Monday at Utah, 33 minutes, 2 of 7 shooting, 7 points. 3 games already this year against Orlando, 25 minutes, 2 of 5 shooting, 7 points. 32 minutes, 6 of 7 shooting, 12 points. I don't want to see that one again. Then 26 minutes, 1 of 1 shooting, 4 points. So 2 of the 3 games to the under. He will get his minutes, but hopefully the attempts will be limited again. So let's go under on Bael. I'll just call him that for the Wizards. Under the 8.5 points against Orlando at the plus 100. Next up on the card, it's Dejounte Murray of the Atlanta Hawks under the 22.5 points against Cleveland at the minus 115. So the Cavaliers rank 6th defending the position. They rank 2nd in points allowed. They rank 4th in field goal percentage allowed. And they rank 11th defending the 3. Murray is averaging 22.6 points per game on the season, 22.5 points per game since the break. 3 games against the Cavaliers already this season, 31 minutes, 5 of 14 shooting, 13 points, 37 minutes, 8 of 19 shooting, 21 points, and then 35 minutes, 10 of 19 shooting, 24 points. So 2 to the under, 1 to the over. He averages 17.8 attempts per game, so he will get his looks. But with this Cavs defense, I still like the under. So let's go Dejounte Murray of the Atlanta Hawks under the 22.5 points at the minus 115. Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic over the 9.5 points at Washington at a minus 136. So when I circled this game, it was at a minus 110. It's now moved to minus 136. Several sites have moved from 9.5 to 10.5, but I stuck with the 9.5 at the minus 136. The Wizards ranked 29th defending the position. They ranked 30th in points allowed, 29th in field goal percentage allowed, and 18th defending the three. Suggs is averaging 12.1 points per game of the season, 10.6 points per game since the break. Subpar game last night, going just 2 of 6, scoring 4 points at Charlotte. 3 games against the Wizards this year, 29 minutes, 9 of 15 shooting, 22 points. Ring the cash register there. 27 minutes, 5 of 9 shooting, 15 points. Ring the cash register again. 29 minutes, 4 of 11 shooting, 11 points. Ring the cash register yet again. 3 of 3 to the over. His road splits, though, are troubling, and that's probably keeping this number down. 42% field goal percentage on the road versus 49.6% at home. Other than that, everything looks good to me. So let's go over with Jalen Suggs of the Magic over the 9.5 points at the minus 136. Next up on the card, it's Harrison Barnes of the Sacramento Kings over the 10.5 points at the LA Lakers at a minus 106. So the Lakers ranked 25th defending the position. They ranked 20th in points allowed and ranked 20th defending the three. Barnes is averaging 12.1 points per game, 11.3 points per game since the break. 2 games against the Lakers this year, 39 minutes, 3 of 9 shooting, 8 points. 39 minutes, 5 of 10 shooting, 13 points. So 1 over, 1 under, and both sweaty. Barnes has gone under the number in 4 of 6 on low shot volume. He had a light workload on Monday. He tends to follow up long rest and low minutes with solid bounce back games. I'm banking on that again tonight. So let's go Harrison Barnes of the Kings over the 10.5 points at the minus 105. Then the final prop on the card for me today is Dylan Brooks of the Houston Rockets over the 9.5 points against the LA Clippers at the minus 127. So the Clippers rank 11th defending the position, 9th in points allowed, and rank 10th against the three. 1 game against the Clippers this year, not good. 31 minutes, 2 of 6 shooting, just 4 points. So the defensive metrics and pass matchup Don't say to back this play, but I'm going to overlook that tonight. Brooks faced a favorable matchup last night in San Antonio, but took a back seat. 36 minutes, 0 of 3 shooting, no points. The previous three times that he scored 4 or less in a game this year, he followed it up with 24, 11, and 13. All three went over this number with an uptick in shot volume. That's what I would expect for a bounce back. I would expect the same thing again tonight. Brooks is averaging 13.2 points per game in the season, had 12.3 points per game in the month of February. The minutes are still strong. I just expect more attempts tonight. So I'm going to go the over here on Dylan Brooks of the Rockets over the 9.5 points at the minus 127. So let's recap my prop card for a Wednesday. We start with my absolute best bet. It's Colin Sexton of the Jazz under the 21.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on Anthony Simons of the Blazers under 24.5 points at the minus 104. I'm on Bayul, yes, of the Wizards. I can't pronounce anything. Under 8.5 points at even money, plus 100. I'm on Deontay Murray of the Hawks under 22.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Jalen Suggs of the Magic over 9.5 points at the minus 136. I'm on Harrison Barnes of the Kings over the 10.5 points at the minus 106. I'm on Dylan Brooks of the Rockets over 9.5 points at the minus 127. So that's my prop card for a Wednesday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.